Workplace well-being has been on the agenda for most organisations in recent years, but the pandemic has accelerated that focus. IBEX surveyed HR professionals and found a notable increase in commitment for mental and physical well-being initiatives. Sharon Higgins is Director of Membership and Sector with IBEX. Sharon, the findings show that employers are placing a greater emphasis on workplace well-being. Can you talk us through some of those findings?
Yes, certainly. We've seen a significant increase in the level of support and activity for these within companies. To call out maybe some of the facts, we've seen supported leadership level now at 81% this year, and that's up 20% on last year, so a very significant increase. And equally, we've seen that these initiatives are now being called out explicitly, and wellbeing is being called out explicitly in companies' overall strategies. And that's nearly half of the companies, 44%, now have that in place. I think that's a really good indication that this is something that's here for the long term and not just for the short term. And again, that's up significantly on last year. And maybe again, you know, showing that trend, there's now a specific budget for wellbeing in 46% of companies. Again, that's almost double what it would have been last year. So quite a lot of the research is showing that the companies are putting much more emphasis on the activities of Keep Well.
It also found that line managers are key to promoting a culture of well-being. But are those line managers getting the training and support that they need to do that?
Yes, certainly. When we looked to see what companies were going to do over the coming years in particular, so, you know, post-COVID and into the next phase, we've seen that 76% of the companies indicated that they are going to increase the variety of well-being supports that are there to their employees, but also 74% are going to focus on the manager skills to support them in terms of managing employee mental health. So there is going to be a really significant focus on that going forward.
Most organisations offer an employee assistance programme. Are more people availing of those programmes, and what supports did employees need from EAPs this year in particular?
Yeah, really interesting to see that companies are providing supports in two ways, through their EAPs and then through their own internal programmes. Their EAPs, maybe to call out some of them, so supports for personal resilience across 54% of the respondents, mental health supports again during COVID, no surprise, 49%, but also pregnancy loss supports now being provided across 49% of companies, financial well-being, similar numbers at 42%, domestic abuse supports, 43%, so quite a wide range of supports now being given to employees through the company employee assistance programs.
And what other practical supports are organizations offering employees?
Yeah, I think it's really interesting as we look at the range there. The bike to work scheme has been a staple, and we've seen that continue to rise. So now 62% of companies are providing bike to work scheme for their employees. And I suppose that would have increased, you would imagine, even in the last year as due to COVID, and we see all the additional bikes on the road. But also ergonomic assessment and supports now being provided by 64% of companies. And you can imagine, again, with employees being in different locations, that has been very important. Also now nearly half of companies providing flu vaccinations. And again, a similar number providing support for return to work after maternity leave. And interestingly now, in 42% of companies, we found that centrally organized physical activities are being put in place. So again, that's a huge shift, I think, in where companies would have been in the past. So lots of change.
Some positive findings there. Sharon Higgins, Director of Membership and Sector with IBEX, thank you for joining us this morning.